This is, I guess we should call it a special edition. It's a little different. We're going to give you some ideas of some things that have been delayed, canceled, rescheduled due to the current situation that we have here in our nation. So, and how it's impacting Elk City and what we're doing in response to it. Because we do have quite a few things that we've put in place as a city. So that's what we're here to talk about.
Lay it on me.
How we're going to do this.
I have open ears. You have my undivided attention.
Well,
go ahead.
What we decided this Monday morning, or this past Monday, several city leaders got together and were in close communication with the schools and the hospital to just try to decide what would be our best course of action. And one of the things that we did decide during those meetings was to close some of our city facilities. They're not the ones that are providing those core services. There's not going to be any impact to our core services here in the city at this time. That we, you know, it's so unknown right now what's happening, but you know, nothing is going to be impacted on our core services. But we did choose to close some of our facilities that host several events. One of our big attractions in our community, the museum complex, is currently closed temporarily until April 4th, along with our Elk City Convention Center. So that's impacted a quilting retreat, several meetings that were happening out there, the Farm and Home Expo that was to take place, the Chamber of Commerce and their committee made the decision that they felt that would be proper to cancel that this year also. Then we have our city rental properties, Carnegie Hall, the Gathering Place, all those locations. People who have rented those during this time frame that it's closed until April 4th have been notified. And so what we're doing is why these facilities are closed. We have city employees going in there, taking extra precautions, doing extra cleansing and sanitation just to kill any germs that might be there. So when we're ready to fire it back up and get back into another our routine, that we'll be ready to. But just
Lysol's
just be mindful.
My new friend.
Get on our Facebook page, visit Elk City. You'll see the press release that was issued by the city of Elk City. The softball fields, the baseball and softball fields are another facility that we have closed. Basically, any events that were taking place on city property have been canceled, and those facilities are closed until April 4th.
Lee, you have a fresh challenge on your hands, all right? You're having to deal with management of a city in a new way. I'm sure this is not something that you wanted, but hey, you will be a pioneer in this. Talk to me about how you're having to satisfy your job responsibilities.
This could have happened at a worse time for Elk City with the downturn in our economy right now, in the energy sector, and then this virus and the fear that is out there of people not getting out, going to different stores, different restaurants. It's going to present a challenge for us going forward with our sales tax collections. And we'll be cutting back on a lot of our capital expenditures, things like, you know, we may still go ahead and patch a street, but there are a couple of streets we had planned on totally resurfacing. We'll probably have to hold off on doing that until at least later in the year to see how our sales tax collections come in. I am pleased to say, you know, at this time we haven't laid anybody off.
Mm-hmm.
We have been informed that the DLC workers are being kept on site until further notice, so we won't be getting the DLC workers here to help out, which that saves us about $2 million a year in payroll. So you can't afford to go out and hire and replace those guys. You know, there may be some mowing that doesn't get done, some trimming, you know, edging, things like that doesn't get done. But we're still going to operate the city as we always have. We're still going to provide water service, trash pickup, just whatever we've done, we're going to continue to do. City Hall is currently open. We are asking that the citizens take advantage of different ways to pay your water bills. Instead of coming in, we're asking you to mail them in or call in and use your credit card, debit card, or your checking account. You can use your checking account. There has been a $2 service charge on those. If you call in, we're waiving that temporarily. And you can also use the drive-through there. So we've got a lot of challenges ahead of us, challenges that we don't even know are out there yet. They're going to come up and you know, approach us later on, but it's just a matter of controlling our expenses the best we can. We've cut off discretionary spending. Again, like I said, capital outlay projects, we put a hold on those. So the last thing we want to do is have to terminate any jobs at the city. So we're doing everything we can to control our expenses here at the city, so that we can continue to provide the city services that people expect to have.
Folks, we are chatting with Lee Littrell. He's city manager in Elk City. If you have a question for Lee, feel free to text me anytime, 580-225-5665, for either him or Julie Lenius, the director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Elk City. Did get a message just a second ago. I need to ask you. There is a meeting regarding the closure of restaurants in and around the Elk City area. Do you have any word on that? Is it going to happen? Is it not?
I am not aware of any meeting to discuss the closure of restaurants. My personal opinion is that will take care of itself right now. I went to a restaurant last night. It was very few people there, so I think people are going to make that decision on their own. I don't think at this point that's something that we need to be making on a city level. Now, I don't know who's making that schedule that meeting, but I haven't been informed of one.
Okay, so reality is at some point this is going to have a ripple effect that will essentially put people out of business, and so you'll be charged with the responsibility of making a huge decision that relates directly to charging taxes. So I do have a question about any communication that you've received from the state level as far as how are you going to deal with this as businesses pretty much go toes up and go out of business. Is there any plans in the future to start looking at tax breaks for businesses in light of this situation?
You know, a lot of that is depending on kind of what the federal government's going to do. They're discussing that at a federal level. One thing we did send out yesterday to the chamber to pass along to the merchants is a small business association loan, a low interest rate loan that they can get. But as far as, you know, have we made any decisions on not collecting sales taxes from different people? No, we haven't. We haven't discussed that as of yet.
Is that a consideration that you'd make in the future if this is a prolonged situation?
You're stuck between a rock and a hard place. You got to have those city sales taxes to offer the services that you need to have. So probably if you had to press me for an answer, it's probably very unlikely that we would do that because we don't get to operate off ad valorem taxes. We operate solely off sales tax.
Right.
So we can't go out of business either.
You know, to add to a little bit about what Lee referenced to, the small business owners out there need to be out there currently on the Chamber's Facebook page, the city's Facebook page, or even our Facebook page, Visit Elk City. There are surveys out there that are issued by the Department of Commerce for the state of Oklahoma that's through the SBA. It's for the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. That's the one that Lee's referencing to. Go out there, start filling out that paperwork, taking the surveys, and that will hopefully help get us some federal funding and then also get them the loans that they need to survive so we don't go out of business.
That was my next question.
Take care of those, you know, get out there and be proactive, start taking these surveys and doing the paperwork to get this available for yourself.
And I want to say our retailers in this town work extremely hard.
Indeed they do.
To create sales. This is their business, their livelihood. It's not a hobby for them. And we're always so proud of what they do. The events that they create to draw people into Elk City, and we can't thank them enough for what they do for themselves and for the city.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, Lee. I'm not pressing you for any kind of a solid answer, but reality simply is at some point, if this goes on much further, there simply is no money.
Right.
There just exactly. Isn't. And your mindset is going to be just like everybody else's.
Yeah.
Well, we just can't go out of business.
Right.
And everybody's thinking the same thing.
And,
so.
And if there's no money, then we have to start making cuts.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you make cuts to personnel.
Yeah. Grim reality.
Yeah.
Right now, though, no cuts planned, any of this stuff. But
no cuts
I
planned.
Am very interested in this SBA stuff. Where can we find more about?
Again, the links are both. They're on all three of our Facebook pages. It's at the SBA It's on SBA.gov's website, but we do have links on Visit Elk City, on the City of Elk City, and the Elk City Chamber of Commerce. They have those links. There's a survey to take, and then you can start doing the paperwork through the SBA's website. So get out there. Again, it's that economic injury disaster loan that we're referencing to. You know, just to echo a little bit about what Lee's saying, you know, so much of this is unknown, and we won't know until we are faced with it. But what we can do is try to, you know, take all the precautions that we need to, but then keep a positive mind and support each other. And we have several downtown merchants that if their storefront is closed, they are doing a lot online. Get out there and follow your favorite stores on Facebook, social medias. They're doing some stuff to keep that money moving, to be, you know, generating the money they need to operate. So get out there and support them. The restaurants, if you aren't comfortable with going in to eat, go through the drive-thrus. You know, that we see all these recommendations that other communities are doing. So let's do that, and let's support each other and get out there. Keep a positive mindset, because we will get through this together. And several of these events, I try to keep, you know, one thing that everyone asks me is, what are we going to do? Several of these events that we've canceled are annual events. We will have them again. Things will get back into another routine, hopefully. This is something that's probably never going to, we'll never be without. It'll end up being like the flu, and we'll learn how to continue on with it being part of our life. We're just trying to avoid that major spike, because we can't say enough about these healthcare workers that are out there on the front lines of this.
Oh yeah.
And that's basically the main thing we're trying to do, is to avoid that major spike that's going to overwhelm our healthcare facilities. I know you guys have had Corey Lively on here speaking to that. So just be mindful, do the social distancing, wash your hands, stay home if you can, if you're able to work from home. I don't know how many times people get up in the morning and think, I don't want to go to work this morning. Well, now you're being encouraged to work from home. Enjoy that time with your kids while they're there.
You know, it's a funny change of events. Now people are like, well, I don't want to stay home. I want to go to work.
You know, so just, you know, take a deep breath. We'll get through it. Be positive about it. Take some time. Be at home. Support who you can. Check on those neighbors that are in that higher risk category, and see if there's something you can do for them. But again, practice that hand washing and everything else, the social distancing. We will be sharing stuff on our Facebook pages about the schools. We do have several kids that were on the free lunch programs. I know Merritt's going to start theirs on Monday, where you can come through and pick it up. And the other schools are grouping together and trying to figure out how to get food to these kids that might be without right now. So stay plugged into that. Say a prayer for them. And then these seniors that are out there that aren't getting to do the regular senior year activities, keep them in your minds too, because this is a good slap of reality that you don't always get it your way, but we'll try to do what we can to get it back on track and hopefully still have some stuff by the end of the year. But it's so much unknown. We don't know. So we're just doing what we can to protect Elk City, protect our visitors, protect our citizens. And again, follow us on Facebook, our website, our app. Go to the city's Facebook page. If you aren't already following the City of Elk City, that's where you're going to get immediate responses from the city when they're putting out their press releases. And if you have questions, you can always message them through that avenue, or call them at City Hall. And their phone number is 580-225-3230. So if you have any concerns, call. That's all you got to do, is pick up the phone and call, and we'll get you an answer if there's something that you don't feel like we're addressing appropriately.
You know, I think the rest of the world is now looking at America going, well, now, welcome to the club.
Right.
So we had bird flu, we had SARS, we had H1N1. None of that was really a reality for us. That's them. You know, that's them. They'll deal with it. And I guarantee you, aside from making jokes about it, the bird flu, H1N1, because we all did it.
Mm-hmm.
That was right. The most credence we gave any of that stuff. And those people, this was their reality. They've been living this reality 30 years? 30 years now? When did the bird flu happen? When did that happen? When did SARS happen?
Oh, gosh.
It was back in the 80s.
Yeah, 80s, 90s, somewhere there, yeah.
So now we're part of that. And so they've been doing it, and so we can do this too. I appreciate what you folks are doing. I don't envy your job, either one of you. It's very, very difficult. It's a major challenge.
Well, the last thing you want to do is cancel stuff. I mean, we have to take into consideration. We need those events in town to help our merchants.
Mm-hmm.
But we also, as Julie said, we need to take into consideration the medical field.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't need to overrun our hospital.
Yeah. I've got family members that work in the medical field. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a scary thought, you know. So, you're right there at ground zero having to deal with this stuff, and you're forced to be hands-on. You're forced to be hands-on. So that's a scary thought, you know.
Yes.
That is a very scary thought. Okay. We've got to wrap this thing up. Contact information for both your offices, please.
Well, you can reach us at elkcity.com or log on to Facebook and find us, or as Julie said, call us at 225-3230. My email is out there as well. It's LITTERL at elkcity.com. So people can email me and I'll get back to you to give you the best answer I can give you. I think the main thing we want to get out there is, you know, the grocery stores that I've been in have been wiped out, but I think we need to, let's don't panic. I know that's easier said than done, but the hospital, you know, it's posted on Facebook yesterday afternoon that, you know, they expect something to happen, but they're equipped to deal with it. And if you feel sick, don't go to work, call your medical provider and explain your symptoms to them, and they'll take care of it from there. So be smart and just practice the guidelines that CDC has set out for you.
Very good. Yep. Look at the CDC first. Do you have any questions about this stuff? Look at the CDC's website. Right. Julie?
Well, you know, we talk every week. You can get us at follow us via Facebook, social media, visit Elk City. Our website's visitelkcity.com. Get out there, download that app. You'll get notifications. We push notifications out to you as things are breaking news. So make sure you're downloading that. Also, we will be at the convention center, even though it is closed to the public for events. We do have our staff there, so you can contact us at 225-0906. And again, you know, just be vigilant out there. Be mindful. Common sense. Stay calm. We will get through this. And then when we're ready to roll things back out, we'll be in full force. You know us. So Elk City always moves forward, and we do it right. So just stay tuned. Stay connected. And we'll see you on the other side.
Director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau at Elk City, Julie Linnaeus, and Elk City City Manager, Lee Littrell. Thank you both very much
for being here. Thank you.